The Eva Codja, it's me sure, Joe Ballard, Thoughtful Show, right with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme, you'll hear all types, styles, and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old-time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274 at sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. Well, friends, I hope I find you well, and that you're going to stay with me for the next little while and enjoy some of the tracks that we've got on this week's Sounds Irish. Now, I know this is not the first programme of the year, but it's very near. It's probably the second, if my memory serves me well. It doesn't always. So what I'm going to do on this week's Sounds Irish, I'm going to play the most popular tracks that we've had during the year 2018. Many of them you will have heard quite often. Some of them not so often, but at least you will have heard them before. Old favourites. I don't like the word old. Favourites that many people have asked for, and emails that have come in and asked for particular artists or particular songs. Just to point out to you once again that Sounds Irish is Irish, and it sounds. In other words, it could be anything from an old American song, Irish-American song, could be a country and Irish song, it could be a ballad, a folk, a traditional, a piece of instrumental music. Get the idea? Okay, enough said, Joe, let's get on with the programme. So, let's start with our Colleen Bjorkspecialtha, our special little girl that we quite often start programmes with and have done during the past year. Of course, Anne Breen, and she's singing the lovely Percy French song, believe it or not, and it's The Mountains of Mourn.
You'd not know if the
Singing an abridged version of The Mountains of Mourne there. Now, that song was written, as I said, by Percy French. We usually associate Percy French with Brendan O'Dowda, so why don't we do just that? Except he's not singing a Percy French song this time. He's having a bit of fun telling us from a live performance about Paddy McGinty's goat.
Mr. Patrick McGinty, an Irish man of note, came in for a fortune, so bought himself a goat. He says, sure, a goat's milk, I mean to have me fill. But when he brought the nanny home, he found it was a bill. And now all the ladies who live in Killaloe are all wearing bustles like the mothers used to do. They each wear a bolster beneath their petticoat, and they leave the rest to Providence and Paddy McGinty's goat. Mickey Riley, he went to the races the other day. He won $20 and shouted hip hooray. He held up the notes shouting, look what I have got. The goat came up and grabbed it and swallowed all the lot. Oh, he's eaten me money, cried Mickey with the hump. They sent for the doctor, he brought a stomach pump. He pumped and he pumped for that $20 note, but all he got was ninepence out of Paddy McGinty's goat. Sure, and Paddy's old goat had a wondrous appetite, and one day for breakfast he had some dynamite, a big box of matches, then he swallowed all serene, then off he went and swallowed up a quart of paraffin. He sat by the fireside and didn't give a hang, he swallowed a spark and then exploded with a bang. So when you go to heaven, you can bet your dollar note that the angel who has whiskers on is Paddy McGinty's goat.
That the angel with the whiskers on is Paddy McGinty's goat there from Brendan O'Dowda. Now, this next song needs a little bit of explanation. It's sung by the late, great Big Tom McBride. Big Tom hailed from Castle Blaney, and he's telling us all about the day he left Castle Blaney on the GNR steam train. And I can relate to the way he felt, because when I was, wait for it, 6 years old, our family emigrated to Liverpool in England from Dublin. And we took a train to Holyhead and a boat and then another steam train on to Liverpool. So here's Big Tom reminiscing about the day when he took the GNR, Great Northern Railway, the GNR steam train that took him away from Ireland.
The sounds of Boxcar Willie, how they take me back again to my childhood days in Blaney, when I saw my first steam train, GNR. She was standing at the station with her smokestack black and tall. And she left for Enniskillen, heading on to Donegal. Now the first time that I rode this train, oh how my poor heart bled. I was just another emigrant on my way to Holyhead. I was leaving home that morning to seek fortune and fame. So I left Castle Blaney upon the GNR steam train. The farmers working in the fields, they always knew the time. As I listened to her whistle as she thundered down the line. She took many folk away from home and brought them back again. But now she's gone forever, that GNR steam train. Carried freight and livestock from factories and from fairs. She also took the pilgrims to Lochdare to say their prayers. Going to an Ulster final, she was really loaded down as she steamed away through Ballybay to the game of Clones Town. Now Taylor's Tunnel is no more and the footbridge is now gone. There's a row of red brick houses where the railway gates once swung. There are many men in Blaney who wish they were kids again. You could flirt in court and lose your heart on the GNR steam train. The farmers working in the fields, they always knew the time. As I listened to her whistle as she thundered down the line. She took many folk away from home and brought them back again. But now she's gone forever, that GNR steam train. And on her final journey she was shunted to the side. The people mourned her passing like a dear friend who had died. I saw big men broken hearted, their tears they fell like rain, when they said goodbye forever to the GNR steam train. So Boxcar, blow your whistle and imitate your train. GNR or Western Union, to me they're both the same. They are now a part of history, but the memories remain. How I'd like to stop and listen to the whistle of a train. Listened to her whistle as she thundered down the line. She took many folk away from home and brought them back again. But now she's gone forever, that GNR steam train.
Chugging away into the sunset, the GNR steam train, Big Tom McBride reminiscing about yesterday. This next track I played quite a lot during 2018 because it's one of my favourite Danny Doyle tracks. Now, Danny made some great recordings before moving over to the US. About the 80s, I think, around late 70s, early 80s. Very, very popular ballad singer. Here he's giving us his version of Whiskey on a Sunday, telling us about The Puppeteer. It's actually a Liverpool song, and how he struggled. It was buttermilk during the week, but it was whiskey on a Sunday. But eventually it all had to close down.
Come. Sits on the corner of Beggar's Bush, astride of an old packing case. And the dolls on the end of the blind go are dancing as he crooned with a smile on his face. Come day, go day, wishing me hard it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk.
frisky on a Sunday. His tired old hands drum the wooden beam, and the puppets, they danced up and down. A far better show than you ever will see in the fanciest theatre in town. Come day, go day, wishing me hard it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday. But in 1902, old Seth Davy died. His song, it was heard no more. The three dancing dolls in the dustbin were thrown, and the plank went to mend the back door. Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday. But on some stormy night, if you're passing that way, with the wind blowing up from the sea, you can still hear the song of old Seth Davy as he croons to his dancing doll three. Come day, go day, wishing me heart it was Sunday. Drinking buttermilk all the week, whiskey on a Sunday.
Wishing me hard it was Sunday. I was singing along with that. Danny Doyle and Whiskey on a Sunday. Now, I should have pointed out at the beginning of the programme that many of these tracks are a little longer than we usually have, but I'm not fading them. They're too good to fade. This one, for instance, is by Liam Clancy. I mentioned a few moments ago about Danny Doyle being a wonderful ballad singer. Well, the start of it all, in my book anyway, were the Clancy brothers. Way back in the 60s they started. Here's Liam Clancy, and he's telling us about the rocky road to Dublin. He leaves his home in Tuam in County Galway, and he kisses his mother and he says goodbye to them all. You have to listen to the lyrics. They're sung very quickly and you may find a bit of difficulty. And he gets to Liverpool and there's a row. And then he comes back and he goes along the rocky road to Dublin from Liam Clancy.
In the merry month of June, from me home I started, left the girls of Tuam nearly broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears his father, off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, cut to stout like thorn, to banish ghosts and goblins, a brand new pair of brogues, rattling o'er the bogs, frightening all the dogs, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack-fa-lally-rah. And in Mullingar that night I rested limbs so weary, started by daylight, me spirits fly, the nary took a drop of the pure, keep me heart from sinking, that's the Paddy's cure, whenever he's on for drinking, I see the lassie smile, laughing all the while, at me curious style, twould set your heart to bubble, and asked if I was hired, wages I require till I was nearly tired of the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack-a-lally-rah. In Dublin next arrived, I thought it such a pity to be so soon deprived of view of that fine city. So then I took the stroll, all among the quality being bundled, it was stolen in a neat locality. Something crossed me mind when I looked behind, no bundle could I find upon me stick. A wobbling inquiring for the rogue, said me cornered rogue wasn't much in vogue on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack-fa-lally-rah. Well, the boys of Liverpool, when we safely landed, called myself a fool. I could no longer stand it, blood began to boil. Temper I was losing, poor old Aaron's Isle. They began abusing a rammy soul, says any shillelagh I let fly. While we boys were nigh, and so I was a hobbling with a loud array. Joined in the affray, we quickly clear the way for the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack-fa-lally-rah. Whack-fa-lally-rah.
Well, I hope you got some of that anyway. Liam Clancy from a live performance telling us all the story of the rocky road to Dublin. Now, here's a lady who I never tire of hearing singing. I try to feature on all my Sounds Irish programmes, well, whenever I can. Here, Dolores Keane is singing the praises of my own dear Galway Bay. She's far away from Galway Bay and she's reminiscing about the beauties of that wonderful scene.
It's far away I am today from scenes I owned a boy, and long ago the hour I know I first saw Illinois. But time nor tide nor waters wide could wean my heart away. Forever true it flies to you, my own dear Galway Bay. Oh, grey and bleak, by shores a creek, the rugged rocks abound. But sweet and green the grass between, as grows on Irish ground. So friendships fought, all well abound, and a love that lives always. Bless every home beside your form, my home dear Galway Bay. Hopeful mood and a heart of fine smoke. For all the gold the world might hold, I'd never leave your shore. I'd be content with whatever God sent, with neighbors old and gray, and I'd lay my bones in church of stones beside you, Galway Bay. The blessings of a poor old man be with you night and day. The blessings of a lonely man whose heart will soon be clay. It's all upon my dying day, my soul to soar forevermore above you, Galway Bay.
Dolores Keane and my own dear Galway Bay. If we get the chance, we might fit in another one before the end of the programme. I think she has a gorgeous voice. Still staying with the ladies, this time I think this track has got to be certainly among the top five popular tracks on Sounds Irish during 2018. It's the lovely track sung by Trudy Lawler and her mother. Now, Trudy's mother was, when they recorded this, was in her 80s. The two of them together, beautiful duet. They blend beautifully, and beautiful Isle of Somewhere.
Somewhere
And her lovely mother singing so well, Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. Our next singer, Ronnie Drew, I have so often said on Sounds Irish, sings like my dad used to sing, except Ronnie knew the words of songs. And this is one I don't think I've played before. Okay, so I'm getting away from the script saying we're popular songs from last year. But I just love this. Can you share with me this lovely version of Ronnie Drew telling us all about the where he got conned, for want of a better word, by a young lady wearing a black velvet band? Take a listen to Ronnie Drew's version.
Neat little town they call Belfast, apprentice to trade I was bound, and many an hour sweet happiness how I spent in that neat little town. A sad misfortune came over me, which caused me to stray from the land. Far away from me friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. I took a stroll down Broadway, and meaning not long for to stay, when who should I meet but this pretty fair maid, come a traipsing along the highway. She was both fair and handsome, her neck it was just like a swan's, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Her eyes they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair it hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black. I took a stroll with this pretty fair maid and a gentleman passing us by. Well, I knew she meant the undoing of him with a look in her roguish black eye. A gold watch she took from his pocket and placed it right into my hand. And the very next thing that I said was, bad cess to the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Before the judge and the jury, next morning I had to appear. The judge, he says to me, young man, your case, it is proven clear. We'll give you 7 years penal servitude to be spent far away from the land. Far away from your friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. So come all you jolly young fellows, and a warning take by me. When you are out on the town, me lads, beware of the pretty colleens. They'll feed you with strong drinks, me lads, until you are unable to stand. And the very first thing that you'll know is, you've landed in Van Diemen's land. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair, it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Thank you.
Yes, I know it was a bit longer than we usually have, but it was too good to fade. Ronnie Drew telling us the sad story of the Black Velvet Band. Now, my favourite ballad group, the Dublin City Ramblers, telling us the story of a Dublin character, a lady called Dicey Riley. And one or two things. I think it's nearly 1:30, so I'll go in for another little one. That's the and she's going for a drink, of course. Listen to the Dublin City Ramblers and Dicey Riley.
Of poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sun. Of poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. Parts off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. But the heart of the rebel is Dicey Riley.
Oh, she walks along Fitzgibbon Street with an independent air. Then it's down by Summerhill, at her the people stare. She says it's nearly 1:30, it's time I had another little one. For the heart of the rebel is Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sun. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. But it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. For the heart of the rowl is Dicey Riley.
Long years ago, when men were men and fancied Mayo Blanc, our lovely Becky Cooper, our Maggie's Mary Wong. One woman put them all to shame, just one was worthy of the name, and the name of the dame was Dicey Riley.
She has taken to the sun. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. For it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little job. For the heart of the rowl is Dicey Riley.
She owns a little sweet shop at the corner of her street. It's every evening after school, I go to wash her feet. But she leaves me there to mind the shop while she goes out for another little drop. For the heart of the rowl is Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sun. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. For it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. For the heart of the rowl is Dicey Riley.
But time went catching up on her like many a pretty whore. And it's after you along the street before you're out the door. Their looks all fade and the balance weighed, but out of all that great brigade, still the heart of the rowl is Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sun. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. For it's off each morning to the pub, and then she's in for another little drop. For the heart of the rowl is Dicey Riley.